All right, we're back on the Baptist Battle for Liberty, and I want to take a moment here for a martyr's minute here, and I want to give you every week, I want to give you a minute with the martyrs, just a moment with the martyrs, so you can reflect on and understand that these folks stood for the faith. These Baptist people, they stood for the faith, once delivered unto the saints, and they grievously died for it. This one, this martyr this week is Ellert Jansen. The arrival of the Emperor Charles V in the Low Countries in the year 1540 was the signal for the renewal of the grievous persecutions which had already been endured by the Protestants of Holland. Several severe proclamations were issued against both the persons and writings of the so-called Anabaptists, on whom this persecution chiefly fell. It continued with the unrelenting rigor and barbarous cruelty for more than 15 years. During this period, the faith of the sufferers was strengthened by the Christian ministrations of the eminent Menno Simon, who found refuge in the habitations of his companions in tribulation from the unceasing pursuit of his foes. The following narratives are but specimens of the courageous piety of that age and country. In the year 1549, there lay in prison at Amsterdam, on account of religion, about 20 persons called Anabaptists, all of whom but 5 men and 3 women made their escape by help of some kind of sympathizing friends. A certain tailor named Ellert Jansen might have escaped with these his companions, but he refused, saying, "I am now so well satisfied to be offered up and feel myself at present so happy that I do not expect to be hereafter better prepared." He was lame in one of his legs, and thought that though he might escape, he would be easily discovered and retaken. He therefore stayed behind and was burnt at the stake on the 20th of March, 1549, with the other 4 men and 3 women, according to their sentence, for that they had suffered themselves to be rebaptized and had wrong notions of the sacraments. As he was being led to execution, he cried out, "This is the most joyful day in my whole life." And that's been a martyr's minute.